Yeah, giving him sechta ksubis. First Mishnah, Vesula Nisais Liyam Haravi. A psula means an isha that didn't live with a man yet. She's still a psula. So when she gets married, Nisuyin here means the chuppah. Like in the Gemara's times, they used to make erusin, make kedushin first, and then they used to wait 12 months, and first later, at the end of 12 months, then they would make the Nisuyin. To make the chuppah, that's when they started to live together. So Mishnah says, when should they make the chuppah, the Nisuyin? Liyam Haravi. You're supposed to make it on Wednesday. And Taisa says, Liyam Haravi means in the daytime. Wednesday by daytime, you should make the Nisuyin. Not Wednesday night. Because the Gemara says, whenever they have a ksuba, there's always a lot of fighting going on. The lek ksuba, the loyami beitigra. Whenever you make a ksuba, they always have fights. How much money in the ksuba? So the first going to make the chuppah at nighttime, we're afraid they're going to fight the whole night about the ksuba. And then first they'll make the chuppah. So it'll be the morning already. They won't have time to have beer that night. And we want to make sure they live together the first time Wednesday night. Like we'll see in the Mishnah that they should be able to go to Beis Din Thursday morning. So therefore, the chuppah has to be Wednesday by day. That there should be plenty of time to fight about the ksuba and to have the chuppah, because they afterwards they can have the first bia live together Wednesday night. The almona liya machamishi. Anisha that was once married already, she's an almona, she's supposed to get married liya machamishi on Thursday by day. This we'll see in the Gemara, what's the reason why an almona gets married on Thursday. Now the Mishnah explains the ratio. Why does a psula, Anisha that didn't live with a man yet, why does she get married, have the chuppah on Yom HaRavi? She apamayim b'Shabbos, because twice a week. Botei dinim yoshvim b'yoris. The Beis Din was open in the cities. The Yom HaShein of Yom HaChemishi. On Monday they were open, and on Thursday they were open. Now, Shimho yoloitainis b'sulim, what we're afraid about is, the first time the husband now lives with his wife, they have the chuppah, and they live together that night, and it comes out when the husband lives with her, he finds out that she was a bula. Like she lived with the man already before. She doesn't have besulim. That's usually an isha. The first time the man lives with her, it's hard to go in. There's besulim there. And you break the besulim. Here, the first time the man went into his wife, there was no besulim there. So you have the taina that she lived with the man before already. And the question is now, like we said, they used to make erisin, kedushin, a year ago, or a while ago. And now they made chuppah. A few months later. So the man has to be afraid that maybe his wife lived with another man these last 6 months. And if she lived with another man, she's a soita, she's also to a husband. So therefore the husband now has a suffix, has a doubt, when did his wife live with a man? If she lived with a man before they had erisin, then she's mutter to him. But if she lived with a man after they had erisin, and it was done berotzen, that she agreed to do it, she's a soita, she's also to live with him. So therefore, the husband now has to make sure if he's allowed to stay married to his wife or not. So therefore, Shimhoi L'Tainis Pesulim, if Wednesday night, for the first time he lives with his wife, he finds out that she does not have Pesulim, that it went too easy to go into her, and therefore she probably had to be with another man before. So what we want is, Ho Yamashkim L'Bezdin, we want him tomorrow morning, when he gets up early in the morning, Thursday morning, right away to go to Beis Din. Like this, if he would have the chuppah Tuesday night, so he'll find out Tuesday night, but a whole day Wednesday he'll calm down. True, he'll think maybe his wife is mutter, most probably she didn't live with a man, most probably was beforehand. If he has time to think it over, he'll calm down, and he won't run to Beis Din anymore on Thursday. Therefore, we want to make sure when he's still red hot, on Wednesday night, right away the next morning, Beis Din should be open. So therefore we say to make the chuppah Wednesday afternoon, kedei that you'll be able to live together the first time Wednesday night. So if the husband finds out that she was a bula already, he'll go to Beis Din right away the next morning. That's why there's a takonas chachom, like the first Rashi says. It's a takonas chachomim hi, shetinosib revi b'shabbos. It's not stam an eitz toivah, we give you a good advice what to do. But it's a takona. Bizman chazal, when you used to have bote dinim, it was a takona that you had to have the chuppah on Wednesday. In order that the first bia should be Wednesday night, that if you find out she doesn't have the sulim, you come to Beis Din. Now Rashi explains, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Bishteinu v'chamishi, achas mi'asara takonis. This is one of the 10 takonis. She'tikin Ezra b'vavakama. Perek Meruba. He made 10 takonas there. One of them was that all the cities have to have bezdin, that they're open at least twice a week. They have to be open on Monday and Thursday. So Rashi Chur explains this is that why didn't Chacham be mesakin to change the days when to make the bezdin? So the pshat is it's one of the 10 takonas of Ezra, and we don't want to change any of those takonas. Those takonas that Ezra made are kavua. We can't change them. So therefore, since Bezdin has to be open for sure on Monday and Thursday, we make the chuppah Wednesday in order to go Thursday morning. Why don't we make the chuppah Sunday night so that you can go to the Bezdin Monday morning? That the Gemara talks about. That you have to have enough time to prepare for the chuppah. You have to prepare that week at least 3 days for the chuppah. So you can't have your chuppah on Sunday. So therefore, the next time to have it is on Wednesday. Rashi says now, Olakach tiktiknu shetinosib revi. Why were there at the corner to get married on Wednesday? Shimho yulatainis pasulim yashkim lebezdin. That means, ba'oid kaso lov. When the husband is still angry about his wife. Because, vim yesh shoyis pentayim, because if there be a day or two in between, if they'll live together first Tuesday night, so there'll be 2 days in between until he comes to Bezdin, we have to be afraid, yesh lochush, shema yispayis, he'll calm down. He'll be mefoyish, she'll talk him into it, that she didn't do anything wrong. But this kairadaita, he'll calm down, he'll cool off too fast. Be a kaimeno, and he'll stay married to her. And what are we afraid about? The shema, he's in satachtav. Maybe she lived with another man these past few months, when she was already in Arusa, already had kedushin to him. And then Venestra love, if that happened, she's also to live with her husband. Because the afin and the gemara and saita, mi venistirav hi nitma. So we're afraid if she did live with another man, Barotzoin, with a will, then she's also to her husband. So now Rashi explains, since the husband will come now to Bezdin, Yispire Hadover, we're going to find out the truth. Kishayotza Akel, because the Akel is going to go out, that the husband now has complaint about his wife, that she lived with a man, and if Akel goes out, everybody talks about it, Shema Yavo Edim. Like, we hope it's possible that Edim will come to Bezdin and say yes, we saw the way this lady lived with a man. Well, the Gemara parach with Tinosib Yechav Shabbos. The Gemara asked the question, let her get married on Sunday. But our Kopotim Rashi is answering really Tosis Kasha. Really it's a sugi later and Daftes will see. Really she should be mutter to her husband with a sveik sveika. We have two tzadim to say she's mutter. True, she's a bula. She lived with a man. One side is maybe she lived with a man 2 years ago, before she was married altogether. And if she lived with a man then, she's still mutter to her husband right now. So that's one suffix. And even if you want to tell me she lived with a man these last 6 months when she was married, maybe it was beyonis though. Maybe the man forced her. If a man forced her, so rapes her, so then she's mutter to her husband. She's only yosa if she did it perotzen. Unless it's an ashes kain. The wife of a kain is us or even beyonis. But now wife of a Yisrael, the locher is, if she was forced, she's still mutter to her husband. So really, Tosfos asks the question, what's the osafik here? She's mutter anywhere because it's a sveik sveika. So Rashi answers, the pshat is true. We could be samech on a sveik sveika. But if it's possible to check it out, to find the truth, we have to try and find out the truth. So if you go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will send out a curl, people are going to start talking about it, that the man complains his wife lived with another man, when the news goes around town, we hope that maybe Edim will come and tell us the truth. In other words, Rashi Shita is that Svei Sveiker is mitam roiv. It's like Yisoymech on roiv. And the Yisoyder roiv is where it's Efshe Levrurei, you have to be Mavair. If you could find out the truth, you have to check it out. If you can't find out, there's a locha, when you have a doubt, you could be Soymech on roiv. You could go Lakula. That's if you can't find out. But if you could find out the truth, you're supposed to find it out. So therefore Rashi says the Yitzur is go to Bezdin and let a Kula go out, let people talk about it. So true, if nobody, no news comes back, you'll be mutter to your wife. Because it's a sveik sveika, we have two chances to say, she's mutter to you, she would be mutter to you. But if you go to Bezdin, it's possible though, Edom will come and will find out the real truth, and that's all we want. We want to try and find out the truth. But if we can't find out the truth, for sure Rashi also agrees, she'll be mutter to the husband, mitam sveik sveika. But this we'll see more in Daf Tes. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Mifnei ma omru b'sulam nistas liyom harvi. So it's a very shvei Gemara. The Havamin here, you have to hold on until we see the Hoteretz. But Tosha the Kashrius is asking, what's the reason of our Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah say Psula, a girl that didn't live with a man yet, why does she have to have the chuppah on Wednesday? So Rav Yosef, the Rav Yehuda Mashul answered back, the Fisha Sheninu, because there's a Mishnah later on in the Masechta like this. Hegiyas man, it came the time when the man was supposed to make nisuyin. Like we said, they used to make erisin now, just to make kedushin, and they would push off, wait 12 months to make a time when they'll make the chuppah. In between, she's supposed to prepare herself, get all the makeup, all the jewelry, he's supposed to get panasa, he's supposed to get ready to get married. But it took 12 months then. Now let's say they made up the time on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when we're going to make the nisuyin. Hegiyas man, it came the time Rosh Chodesh Adar, for Loi Nisu, and Poshet, he did not make the chuppah. It was his fault, he didn't make the chuppah. So the Mishnah says, Oichelis Mishaloi. From then on, she's allowed to start eating from his money. The halacha is, the Rashi says, Shabal chayu b'mezoinis ishtoi mitakonis bezdin. It's a takonis bezdin that a husband has to support his wife. When does this start? When you have chuppah. After nisuyin, that's the chiyuv for the husband to support his wife. After erisin, these 12 months, the husband doesn't have to support her. Her father still supports her. But once it comes the time you're supposed to make chuppah, if the husband doesn't make the chuppah, from then on he has to start supporting her. She eats from him. The Achelis Petruma, if she is she's a Bas Yisrael, but she's married to a Kain, the husband is a Kain. So the lacha is that Midi Raisa, the Kain's wife could eat Truma right after Kedushin. As soon as they got married just with Kedushin, she's allowed to eat Truma. Midrabbanan, though, we say she can't eat Truma until they have Nisuyin, until they have Chuppah. Now here, the husband made up to make the Chuppah on Rosh Chodesh Adar. It came Rosh Chodesh Adar and the Kayin did not make Chuppah with his wife. She's allowed to start eating Truma now. The Chelas B'Truma. That's the Mishnah later. Now, Yocholai would think, Hegi is man b'yechud b'Shabbos. Let's say Punkta comes out Rosh Chodesh Adar, comes out on Sunday. So I would think, Yehei malalam zaynis, still the husband has to support her. Why? Because they made up to get married in the chuppah on Rosh Chodesh Adar and they didn't do it. But now we say no, lakach sheninu. Therefore we learned in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah here, that Pesula nisus liyom revi. When is the time, which day of the week, are you allowed to make your chuppah? Only on Wednesday. Therefore, since you can't make the chuppah until Wednesday, from Sunday until Wednesday, you don't have to support your wife. Because it's not your fault that you're not marrying her. In other words, you made up a time to have the chuppah on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And you didn't realize it, but Punkta came out Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Sunday. Lamais, you can't make the chuppah on Sunday. You have to wait until Wednesday. So therefore, the law is, like we'll soon see eventually, is that you don't have to pay her those 3 days until Wednesday. So that's what he explains. So Chura doesn't make any sense what he's saying here. He starts off saying, what's the reason of our Mishnah? Why do you have to get married on Yom Revi? And he goes off to a tangent, a Mishnah later, in a Parakim later, about if he didn't come, does man a chuppah or not? So that's what he asks back right now. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks back, Mori Davram, like the father of Avram, like what's going on here? Toli Tanya, but the Lai Tanya. You're coming and asking, what's the reason of our Mishnah? And you're explaining it with something that's not a Mishnah, that we didn't learn it at all. So Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Hi Tanya, for Gemara, hi Tanya, behind Lo Tanya. Only our Mishnah is a Mishnah, and the other din we brought down, but Yigiyas Man is not a Mishnah. Hi Tanya, by Tanya. They're both Mishnayisin. True, this is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, and that's the Mishnah, Daf Memches, that if you made the time to make the chup on Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to start supporting it then. Ella, Rabbi Yosef meant to ask like this, Toli Tanya, the Meforish Taima, our Mishnah explains itself. Our Mishnah says why you have to have the chuppah on Wednesday. Because Bezdin is open Thursday morning. We want you to go to Bezdin. So what are you saying? What's the reason of our Mishnah? Because of the other Mishnah over there. But the Tanya, the Lame Meforish Taima, that Mishnah over there doesn't say any reason why. So how could you say the reason of our Mishnah is because the Mishnah over there? Our Mishnah says the reason, and the Mishnah over there doesn't say any reason. So how could you say one is telling the other one? Ella, what you meant to say is like this. Ella yitmach yitma. This is the way you're supposed to learn. So Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat is Rabbi Yosef himself forgot his learning, and now he reminded what he said. Rashi is asking Chashit, his Rabbi Shmuel, how did you say such a thing like this? So now he's explaining, this is really what the question was. Like this. This is the way you should learn the question was. What is the reason of our Mishnah? How come Absul is supposed to have a chuppah on Wednesday? The reason is, like it says in our Mishnah, Shimhoi Latinus Basulim, in a case when the husband lived with his wife the first time at night, he found out that she did not have Basulim, that she lived with a man already. Hoyamashkim Labezdin, we want to make sure that the next morning, right away, when he's still angry at her, Besdin will be open, that he'll be able to go in and complain to Besdin. That's the reason of our Mishnah. But now, look, you can ask the question, if that's the reason that you want to make sure Besdin should be open the next morning, so why can't you have the chuppah on Sunday? Make the chuppah Sunday afternoon, and they'll have the first bia Sunday night, and if there's a tiny besulim, the husband sees that the wife didn't live with a man already, he'll go to Besdin tomorrow morning, Monday morning. Shimhoi la tiny besulim, hoyimashkin le Besdin, to let him go to Besdin on Monday morning. That's the Mishnah says, that the Besdin were open on Monday and Thursday. So why only on Wednesday to go Thursday morning, have the chuppah Sunday to go Monday morning? And this Torah says like this. There's a Gemara later that shoktu chachomim atakonis b'nois Yisrael. The chom shoktu means like took care. Wanted to make sure that the b'nois Yisrael should have a good chasana, should have a good chuppah. What does that mean? Sheyei toirech besuda shloisha yomim. We want to make sure the chasana has a good 3 days to prepare the suda. We don't let him make the chuppah on Sunday. Because if you make the chuppah on Sunday, you can't prepare before Shabbos. You can't prepare on Shabbos. So you only start preparing Moitzoy Shabbos, will be a Shvachra Suda. You can't have too big of a Suda. So Chomim wanted that the B'nai Yisrael should have a nice size chuppah, a nice size chasna. So they wanted to make sure that the chosim has to sit back and prepare a good 3 days for that meal. He has to get down the chveis and cook or buy the food or take care of the food. Kitz is the chosim's chiyuv to take care of the food. Yeah. So what? Echod b'Shabbos Sunday, v'Sheni b'Shabbos Monday, Shlishi b'Shabbos, and Tuesday. Therefore, the first 3 days of the week he prepares the suda over Revi'i Kainsa, and on Wednesday then he makes the chuppah. So that's the halacha. Now the Gemara says like this: V'Yachshiv Shoshaninu Shoktu. Now that we learned that it's at the Koras Chachamim that we don't want you to have chasna on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, but Badafkra do it on Wednesday. So therefore, Oysa Shoshaninu, that there's a Mishnah laid on Daf Mem Ches that says, Hegi Yezman V'loi Nisu, if somebody made Erusin right now, and he set a date for the Chuppah a year later on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it comes out Rosh Chodesh Adar, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Mishnah says, if the Chosim does not make Chuppah, he has to start supporting her from now on. And what is Achelus Mishaloi? He has to support her. The Achelus Petruma. And she has the right to start eating truma right now from the date when they were supposed to have the chuppah. But now, what about the Giyazman? The Yechud B'Shabbos, let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar, comes out on Sunday. Does he have to feed her now? No. Mitoir Sheini Yochel Lichnois, since the Chosin, even if he wanted to, he can't make the chuppah today. Because our Mishnah says it's at the Konos Chachomim, you have to first make the chuppah on Wednesday. So since he can't make the chuppah until Wednesday, ain't no malalom zaynis. He does not have to support her. Until Wednesday, he doesn't have to support her. Until Wednesday, it's not the pshat that they were supposed to make the chuppah, and the chosn is backing out, so he has to support his wife. No, he's not backing out. If it was up to him, he would say, right now, let's have the chuppah. Who's stopping us? It's a konos chachamim. The Chum say you have to prepare 3 days for the chuppah, and therefore we can first have the chasna on Yom Revi'i, so therefore up until Wednesday I don't have to support you. But if it comes Wednesday and I don't make the chuppah, then you're supported from me, and then you can eat truma. Enochanami. So that's pshat in our Mishnah, and that's pshat in the Mishnah over there on Daf Memches. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Rashi says this is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is continuing on and saying like this, now lefikach, therefore, since we learned that the Mishnah later says that if the chuppah falls out, should come out on Sunday, since he can't make it because of a din derabbanan, so he doesn't have to support her until Wednesday. Lefikach, what's going to be cholahu? Let's say it comes the time to make the chuppah. Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out punkt on Wednesday, let's say. But on Wednesday, the chassan got sick. As far as he's concerned, he would have made the chuppah today. Just he has 104 temperature. Oy Shechosi, she has a chvase 104 and a half temperature. So she can't come to the chuppah. Oy Shepir Sanida, let's say punkt then she becomes a nida. So it's a question. So what if she's a nida? This should be a riot. The machlokes we showing him. This should be a riot to the Rambam Shita that a nida can't. He can't make chuppah with a nida. The Mar says if she is pierced a nida, she became a nida. Punkt that day. That's also a reason not to make the chuppah. But halacha we hold, you're allowed to make a chuppah even though your wife is a nida. So what you have to say is it's not convenient for you. She has a right to say, I don't feel well today. Even though mitzara din, you could make a chuppah with an edom. But if she first got a period, then on the day of the chuppah, she has a right to say, I don't want to have the chuppah today. So let's say she says no like. The locher is, einoi malala mezoinis. You don't have to support her either now. Because really the pshat is, you would make the chuppah today. But an einis, something like a stopping you from doing it. Either you have 104 temperature, or she has 104 temperature, or she became an Ida. So there's some onus here involved that's stopping you from making a chuppah, therefore you don't have to support her. There is what's pshat in the Mishnah later, that if you don't make the chuppah means you're supposed to do it, but Stam, you're chickening out, it's your fault for not doing it, then we say with the Rabbanan, you still have to from now on support her, and she can eat truma. But if there's an onus involved, something is holding you back, for another reason why you can't make the chuppah, then you're also potty, you don't have to support her. That's what Rabbi Yosef ended off. There is just like we say, that if the chuppah came out on Sunday, you have a right to wait until Wednesday, and you don't have to support her. The same thing if the chassan got sick, or if she got sick, since there's an oinus why you can't make the chuppah, he does not have to support her until they get well. That's Rabbi Yosef's halacha. Now the Gemara says, V'ikah, some disagree with Rabbi Yosef. But rather, v'ika de boy lo mi boy. Some ask us for a question. It's not so postured. It's not so easy. They ask us for a question. What's going to be cholahu? Let's say the chosin got sick. True, it came Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it came out on Wednesday. So that's the date they're waiting for a full year ready. They're supposed to make the chuppah. And Puk, when it came the day of the chuppah on Wednesday, he got sick. Now, what's the locha? So if he still have to support her or not? Once for is, some time am I, why do we say if the chuppah came out on Sunday? That since he has to wait until Wednesday, he doesn't have to support her, Mishum Dionis, because it's not his fault, he's just not allowed to make the chuppah right now. Since it's not his fault, in other words, as far as he's concerned, he would make the chuppah right now. Just he can't, because the chum said to wait till Wednesday, he doesn't have to support her. So then the same sfer applies here also. V'ochinami, the same thing, honest. The chassan got sick. If it was up to him, he would go ahead right now and make the chuppah. Why not? Only because I have 104 temperature. So an honest happened, you would not have to support her until you get well. But some say, Idilma, maybe no. Maybe there's a big difference. Idilma, wholesome honest, bitakanta the tekino le rabbonin. The din of our Mishnah, that the chuppah is supposed to be on Wednesday, that's a takonas chachomim. If the day Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on Sunday, why can't the chassan make the chuppah? Because the Rabbanan made a takona, and the Rashba explains it means it's a takona for her sake. Like what's the shoktu? The chomim want to make sure the Bnei Yisrael have a very nice nisuyin, a nice chuppah. They want to make sure the chassan has 3 days to prepare for it. So the whole reason why you can't make the chuppah on Sunday is for her sake. Because we want her to have a good chuppah, that's why you have to push it off until Wednesday. So since... What? Right, they didn't check it out. Right. It was a bottling. He didn't check it out. He didn't have his calendar there. Stam said, you should know in 12 months from now, and Meshcher Shada will have the chuppah. He didn't know. He didn't check it out. But the reason why he can't do it now on Sunday, why does he have to wait till Wednesday? It's for her sake. It's a takonis chachomer for her sake to wait another 3 days. So since the Takonas Chachamim was for her sake, that's why the chassan doesn't have to support her yet. As he says, as far as I'm concerned, my sake goes, I'll make the chuppah right now. The Chachamim said, I can't do it for your sake. So if I'm pushed off because of you, it's like you're stopping me from making the chuppah right now. So then for sure I don't have to support you until we have it. Mashenkin over here, Hocholai, but over here, she has nothing to stop me the chuppah. It was up to her. She says, let's go ahead. I want to have the chuppah right now. She says, what's stopping the chuppah? The fact that he got sick. maybe if he got sick, that's not a p'tur. It's called you're stopping the chuppah, and still you're going to have to support her. So some clerics for Shaila, it's not so poshut. When the chosin got sick, and that's why he can't make the chuppah, the Gemara cleric for Shaila lies by Sufik if he has to support her or not. Now, v'yim tim tzlein, if you're going to want to tell me, v'yim tim tzlein, if you're going to want to tell me, cholahu, malalom zaynus, in the case where he got sick, yes, he's still going to have to support her, because it's his fault that he can't make the chuppah. What's going to be chol sehi maho? What's going to be if she got sick? Now, here it's better. The chosin says, let's go with the chuppah. She says, no, I have 104 temperature, I can't have the chuppah right now. What's going to be then? Motzi yomalo, could the chosin tell her, I know me, myself, or Kimna. I'm right here. I'm ready to make the chuppah. You're stopping it. I'm not going to support you. Hoiduma, maybe no. Motzi yomrele, she could still answer back to him and say, Nistach posadeyu. So, lotion like your fields were flooded. In other words, after you have Kedushin, the Baal, the Chosin, owns his wife. So he's like the owner of her. So if something happens to her, it's like his mazel that was caused it. It's the Chosin's fault. She could still say, it's your mazel, you're the one that caused it. And Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Loshin Mota Seichel, like a flood came on the field. The wife could say to the husband, it's your mazel that caused me to be sick. Because today is the day the chuppah is supposed to take place. You were supposed to support me. I am sick right now. It's your mazel. So it's still called, you're the one that's causing it. So we still have a suffix if he has to support her or not. If you want to tell me, yes, she could complain and say, it's your fault, it's your mazel that made me sick. What about Pirsa Nida Mahu? Let's say she became a Nida the day of the chuppah. And then now it's her fault why she doesn't want to have the chuppah. So, does he have to support her or not? Mahu. So, more like this. Bishas Vesta, if it's a normal time now that she gets a period, it's the time she's supposed to. Leiti Boiloch. Then for sure, the Leimotzi Omrole Nistach Pasadeyu. She can't come to complain to the husband, it's your fault, it's your mazel that I became a nida today. If today is a regular period that she's supposed to get it, for sure it's her body, it's her that caused the nida to come. So therefore, for sure, the husband does not have to support her. Because the husband says, I'm ready to make the chuppah right now. Ah, you're a nida, you don't want to have the chuppah, that's your fault. That's something you yourself did to yourself. You became a nida now, so I don't have to support you until you're ready to have the chuppah. Kiti boiloch, when do I still have my shaila though? Shalei b'shas vesta. Let's say punk she got the nidus a week early, a few days earlier than normal. Labdafka week. A few days. Like a vesta means she has a special time every 29 days she gets it. And punk now she got her 27th day. She wasn't supposed to. So my, what can she say over here? Kivan delay bishas vesta, since it's not the normal time that she's supposed to see a period, heavy matzi omrele, she could complain back to the husband, nistach posadeyu. It's like your field that got flooded now. In other words, it's your mazel. As far as I'm concerned, my own nature, my own body, should have first seen the nidus 2 days later. I should have seen it first the 29th day. How come I'm seeing it now, 2 days earlier? It's because of your mazel. Because I'm married to you already, and you're my husband, you're the Baal. It's your mazel that's causing it. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Kivon diikonoshi. Tekomishnayu vestayu. It is a normal thing that ladies change around their vest. They don't always see that the period doesn't start every time, the same time, even though certain times they saw for 3 months in a row, every 29th day they saw. But it's possible after 3 months they change to 27, to 30, 32, like it's a normal thing for ladies to change the time when they see the period. So therefore, maybe Kishas Vesta Dummy, maybe it's still called as if it's called her fault. That when she sees the dam, the nidus, that's her fault, why she can't have the chuppah right now, and therefore the husband will not have to support her until she's ready to have the chuppah. Since it's a normal thing for the time to change, to see the period a day or two earlier, we can't say it's the husband's mazel that caused it to change, but that's her own nature of her body, why she changed herself, and it's called like she's stopping the chuppah. And whenever she comes and says, I don't want to have the chuppah, she to the husband does not have to support her yet. So that's the shaila. What's the loch who she is mishtana vestayu? Does she have to, the husband have to support her or not? So Gemara says, poshit Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy was poshit like this. We learned halacha hegi yasman v'loy nisu. Again, they had a chupa, they had their kedushin, and they made up 12 months later. We're going to have chupa on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it came Rosh Chodesh Adar v'loy nisu, and he did not, and she did not get married. V'loy nisu means she did not have the chupa. Is oicheles mishaloi v'oicheles petruma. Still, the husband has to support her from that day onwards, and she, if she's an Eishes Kayin, even though that she is a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to start eating Truma from then. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is, it says, Loi Nasu Loiketoni. Loi Nasu would mean the husband did not make the Chuppah. It does not say that. It does not say that when it came the time of Rosh Chodesh Adar, that he did not make the Chuppah. That's not what it says. Elo Loi Nisu. It says that she did not accept it. Loi nisu is a loshin, like she did not want to have the chuppah. So it says, mashma, she stopped the chuppah. And still the Mishnah says what? That the husband has to support her. So for the Gemara Hechidomi, what are we talking about that she stops the chuppah? It's because of her, that the husband is not making the chuppah, and still the husband is going to have to support her. How could that be? What's the case?
I don't know.